Yesterday we're into the Gemara. The Gemara was machlekes that we keep in the Moshe Menadayet. So when do you have mitzvah Pesach? Is it till Chatzos or is it until the morning? The Moshe Menadayet says till Chatzos. Where do you know that from? Yeah, but how does he know? Where do you know, right? Right? Because it's got to be Shabbat Alayla out there. And Rekiva says, not true, meant to eat until Chipodin. So Mela, that can't be true, you can eat until the morning. And what do you do with the Laila there?
Because you might think 2 days and one night.
Very good. First of all, I'll come tell you, you're not allowed to eat in the daytime. And second of all, come tell you, you can't eat it, that you can't eat it for 2 nights running. Right, yesterday, we're going to have to make a special, since he's not here, I'm not going to see the answer until he comes. Okay, fine. That was the Gemara. Now up to Omar Rava. Omar Rava is about 5 lines up from the bottom of, a bit more, 7 lines up from the bottom of the page. Omar Rava, you see it?
Yeah.
Ocha matzah was over there. If you eat matzah nowadays, acha chatzos, the blood men died in Yosni, you couldn't have blood men died, you're not Yaitza. You're not Yaitza. We don't come Pesach in Aisha. Says Rava, even Matzah is one of that, which is not connected to the Kom Pesach, you're also not Yitzha. Say the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Kim de Iskis to Pesach, since there is a Hekish to Pesach, and Matzah is a Murim Yichlu, that Pesach and Matzah go together. So, since it's Iskis to Pesach, she Pesach Domi. You might have thought that it's got all that, you should have thought, it's obvious that it's got all the halachas of Pesach. So why, what's the Chiddush of Rava? What's Rava coming around to tell me? He said, no, Kim Matzah after Chatzah, you're not Yaitza. Of course not. Why would I thought you are Yaitza? Yeah, you got the question. Right, if Pesach and Matzah are connected and Pesach has to be Tuchatzah, so surely Matzah also has to be Tuchatzah. She's like, well, no, I might have thought that this is a bit of Chazara for us, those of us that were here. At the end of Kuf Chapam and Aleph, there was a pasuk that says that you have to eat matzah 7 days, and then it says for 6 days you should eat matzah. So what's going on? Do you have to eat matzah for 7 days or for 6 days? So the Gemara said a klal, which is a rule that's in the Torah, that dovah shehoya bechlal v'yotzim en achlal, something that was part of the group category and it left it. It didn't leave it to teach itself, it went to teach the whole group. Meaning, in this case, the Torah says 7 days eat matzah. And the Torah then says 6 days eat matzah, and not the seventh. So matzah comes to me, the seventh is no chiv to eat matzah. So you chomet, but no chiv to eat matzah. So that's come to teach us, there's no chiv to eat matzah even the 6 days. There's the chal no chiv to eat matzah. Then the Gemara said, maybe it wasn't the night time there's no chiv to eat matzah. The night to say the night. So no, they have got possibly erev to ichlu matzus. The special drasha. So now this matzus, we seem to have had a drasha telling us it's not like the Pesach. The Pesach is vadei achiyut, and the matzah there was a star. There's no achiyut in matzah. Just don't you comment. So you might have thought that since matzah has been taken out from the hekesh to matzah to come Pesach, therefore there's no din anymore. They have to eat the matzah by chatzos. Kamash alon, when we have be'er of teichlo matzahs, when that pasuk came along afterwards to say be'er of teichlo matzahs, it pushed it back into the hekesh between it and the Korban Pesach. I'll say it again because it is a little bit complex. And come on, I'm
about it. How did it push it back? How did you make that connection again?
That's what comes to tell me.
Why not just...
One second, let's say it again first. The Gemara Amid Aleph, Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph, it's one Amid ago. The Gemara said that matzah on the seventh day is no achiv. To which the Gemara said, if it tells me that, it means not just on the seventh day there's no chiyuv, but rather there's no chiyuv throughout Pesach. Even on the first day there's no chiyuv matzah. No chiyuv to eat matzah. So what does it mean by the Shibis Yom Tzeichel matzah? It means don't eat chomet. If you want to eat bread, have matzah, but you don't need to eat matzah. Says the Gemara, even on the first night, the second night, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Says the Gemara, no, there is. Says the erev teichlu matzah. That's what the Gemara says. So the erev teichlu matzah tells me there is a chiyuv on the first night. Now, is matzahs connected to a korban pesach? Have they got a connection? The korban pesach definitely has a chiyuv to eat. And matzah, there was a tzad that says there's no chiyuv whatsoever. There's a tzad that says no chiyuv whatsoever. Then we have a pasuk telling us the erev teichlu matzahs. It's a new pasuk. It's not the pasuk of al matzahs and moring yichlu. Al matzahs and moring yichlu, maybe it wouldn't be a chiyuv. I've got a new pasuk saying the erev teichlu matzahs to say I've got a chiyuv. So maybe it's an independent chiyuv. Maybe it's got no shaykhs to the korban pesach. It's not the pasuk of al matzahs and moring yichlu. Because there wouldn't be a chiyuv. It's a new pasuk. The area of teichlu matzahs. Maybe it's got no shaykhs to the korban pesach. Says the Gemara, no. Since originally matzahs was connected to korban pesach, and then we extracted it because we had this drasha about the seventh day. If we now have a pasuk saying the area of teichlu matzahs, it's not going to say a new independent chiyuv. It's coming to explain the original hekesh we had. The original hekesh we had matzahs and moroi mechlu. They eat matzah together with moroi and together with the korban pesach. Our matzahs and moroi mechlu eat matzah together with the korban pesach. Then we had something telling me, no, there's no chiyuv of matzah. Then we have a pasuk saying there is a chiyuv of matzah for the first night at least. That pasuk comes to tell me that the hekesh of Pesach to matzah is still nogea when? The first night. It's still nogea on the first night. The hekesh of matzah to Pesach is still nogea on the first night. Let's see inside, then we'll take the question. Omar Rava, Ocha Matzah, Bismal Azacha Chatois, Gevrat Men Azayah, La Yossi Reich Avosa, He's not Yitzah. Shita, why should you say he is? Kindit Kish Pesach, since there's a Kish Pesach, Ke Pesach Tomi should be like a Pesach. Shigma said no. Mao de Teima, I might have thought, Ha Afke Krome Kesha. The Pasuk went and extracted it from the Hekish. Why? Because the pasuk said that there's no chiyuv to eat matzah the whole of Pesach.
That's the pasuk it's talking about?
Yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know, Rashi? So, we'll see in a second. Kamash alon, tachiyahadikol, when the pasuk came back, of the Ezekiel matzah is, lemilsa kemaisa ahadei. It's reverting, it's bringing it back to its original status. I mean, originally Pesach and Matzah were connected. Then we have the drasha saying that Pesach and Matzah are not connected. And then we have the pasuk saying on the first night Matzah's got a chiyuv. What does that mean? It means on the first night Pesach and Matzah are connected. So remember, that's the chiddush of Rava, that you can't see Matzah after Chatzis.
They were originally connected with Vachulu.
Yechlu, yeah.
Yechlu.
Why did this all this stuff happen? I mean,
acrobatics.
Insofar as just. You know, inclusion and inclusion and exclusion, and then you have a concept that says, I wasn't here for when we learned this.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was out of the country.
So, but it seems to me that
well, let's see.
You have a record that says that Master Mar or something. It's referring to the Korban Pesach with the Bas and Bukhivan together. So you know that by Korban Pesach you have to eat on the first night. So it drags along with Masa and Mora. Okay?
Right.
So now what we're saying is because the seventh day, I know, the seventh day you don't have to eat it and then that applies.
So the Gemara said that really there would be no chiyuv to eat Masa on the first night. The reason why I have to eat it is just because of Korban Pesach. There's no chiyuv. Is there a mitzvah to eat Mori? A mitzvah to write to eat Mori?
It's a Korban Pesach, isn't there?
So it's a din in the Korban Pesach, you have to eat it with Mori. But there's no mitzvah to write to eat Mori. So you might have thought the same thing. There's no mitzvah to write to eat Pesach and Matzah. There's a way of eating on Pesach, you have to eat it with matzah. There's a mitzvah, separate mitzvah of matzah. Kemashalom, the Erev Tzeich matzah, there is a separate mitzvah of matzah. But maybe it's just an independent mitzvah. How do you know it's connected with the Korban Pesach anymore? Kemashalom, that's what Rav has come to tell us. Let's see inside Rashi and then we'll take final questions on it.
There's no
rubbing on. Well, you better just send them all
the shirim. No, it's quite
good. Very, very safe. Yeah, we learned it. We learned it. We had shirim on it. There's no mitzvah of mori. That's right. The Rambam says clearly no mitzvah of mori.
Right. No, I don't
know. So maybe there's no mitzvah of matzah either. So how do you know there is? So maybe it's an independent mitzvah. Maybe it's not connected to the chalal with the Korban Pesach. Kamar Shalom, since originally it was, before the potter came to extract it from it. And then we now got a potter putting it back. It's putting it back to its original state. Let's see you, Rashba.
But actually, it's existing rather along with the timing by Pesach.
As long as
there's no
problem
Pesach, then
there's
nothing to drag it along.
Very safe for Matzah, there's nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. Very safe for Matzah tells us, even if there's no
Korban Pesach. The Hesed for Pesach is the Matzah Moritz.
But there we said we have a possibility to say that there's no Chiyuv of Matzah, it's just part of the Achilles Pesach. How do you know there is a Chiyuv Matzah? So how do you know it's anything to do with the Korban Pesach anymore? Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos. So matzah maybe can be eaten afterwards. Because it's an independent mitzvah. It's got no shaykhs to the original Korban Pesach. So matzah and rabba, that is connected. Let's see inside as well. Now the team are asking. Mother Tema Abke Rachmono, you see where we are? We're about 6 lines up in Rashbam. The last word in the line is Mau. Yeah, so maybe it's not in your last. Yeah, it is. Mau. Mau the Tema Abke. Mother Tema might have thought Abke Rachmono, the Chavis Matzo. Belay the Rishim. Abke Rachmono, the Toyo. Disconnected. The chivas matzah, the chiva matzah b'leil rishon on the first night. Me'ekeisha from the hekesh, the akshe yachmono kepesach. And the Torah was makish it to Pesach. So I might have thought the Torah disconnected it, removed it, and said it's not connected to the hekesh. Which hekesh was there? It said the almatzis emay mechlup. It said almatzis emay mechlup, but miyapke achmona baiko. The pasuk, the Torah disconnected it from there. Which pasuk? Baiko sheishes yomim toichal matzis uvayoy mashvi. Remember that pasuk in Mordechai? You should eat matzah for 6 days and on the seventh day not.
I do remember it.
Right. So what did we learn from there? Mashvi, Rishot, just by the seventh day there's no chiv to eat matzah. Av Sheshes Yomim, Rishot. Also the first 6 days there's also no chiv to eat matzah. V'nei Laila Rishin Nami Mashma. The first night also included in that. Shivas Yomim Zeichu Matzah. And then the bottom says Sheshes Yomim Zeichu Matzah. So that coming to tell us there's no chiyuv to eat matzah at all from the beginning of Pesach until the end.
Sorry.
Speak.
How do you get? It says 7 days and then 6 days. Why does that exclude the off 7 days?
Right. Very good. So that's one of the kolonim that the Torah is in Joshua. It's 13. One of them is that if we have a group. And then the Torah speaks that one of the group is not talking about specifically that group, but rather it's the example to be megala, to reveal us something about the whole entire group. So the Torah says 7 days to eat matzah. And then the Torah says 6 days, which means to say the seventh day doesn't have a chiyuv. So it took it out from the original group. If it did, it was really just the Torah wants to show us something about an entire group, and it does it on one of them. So it comes to show us the seventh day is no chiyuv. Meaning that what we thought before, and there's a chiyuv, it's not true, there is no chiyuv.
But why did it say that?
Why did it say 7 days to a matzah? It means to say, don't have chometz.
Oh.
If you want to have bread, you'll have to have matzah. But there's no chiyuv to have matzah. Somebody wants to eat, I was going to say rice cakes, but that's not a good example. Somebody wants to eat, I don't know, some other type of potato chips. Zushanim, if somebody wants to eat. Yeah, if somebody wants to eat something else other than matzah, they go to kikin in all those cases. Somebody wants to have sufganim. Those are examples we had before. Somebody wants to have some sponge cake, you can have it. There's no didn't have matzah. How do I know that? Because the father says 7 days to have matzah, and the father said, but one of the days you don't need to have matzah. So what's that mean? That means that when I said 7 days to have matzah, it means if you want to have some bread, have matzah. There's no chiyuv to have matzah. That's what the Gemara says. So Mamela, we have to have matzah with the Korban Pesach. How can you tell there's no chiyuv to have matzah? You need to have it with the Korban Pesach.
That's quite absurd. Which might be
saying that I'm asking the person. How can the Gemara say there's no chiyuv to eat matzah? There is a chiyuv. You have to have it with the Korban Pesach. Very good. It's just part of the Korban Pesach. That's why you have to have Korban Pesach leaning. You have to have it with more. You have to have it with matzah. But there's no mitzvah of matzah to mitzvah Korban Pesach. Then along comes the pasuk says there is eichlu matzos. What's that pasuk come and tell me? That you do have a chiyuv to eat matzah. Well, he stopped in the middle of Rashbam. 1 second. The Lailer is in Ami Bamasma. Alma, so we see Afke Yachmono, the Torah disconnected it, me Akesha. Disconnected Matzah from the Akesh of our Matzah from Rahim. Lechoivis Matzah, Lailer is in Ami. To say that there's a Chi of Matzah on the first night. Because there is no Chi of Matzah because of the Pasuk of our Matzah from Rahim Echlu. That doesn't tell me a Chi of Matzah. There's no Chi of Matzah on the first night. But like Mary Shos, the Torah says, Mary Shos, you don't need to eat matzah. Shemash Malon, the Chiyahadrin Kro, Lechoivis Matzah, Belayla Rishoin, the Chiyahadrin Kro, and the Torah then repeated or said again that there is a Chiyah Matzah, Belayla Rishoin, Bizmanazem, then nowadays even though we don't have a Korban Pesach, we do have a Chiyah Matzah. What does that show me?
Connected with the
Korban Pesach. What is there's a chiyuv of matzah. There's a chiyuv of matzah irrelevant when you have the Korban Pesach, right? Even nowadays, the chiyuv be'erev teichlu matzos. It says in the pasuk be'erev teichlu matzos, ta'achi nafkelon le'el. That's what we learned about previously. That is a chiyuv matzah on the first night. Irrelevant if we have the Korban Pesach. There's a chiyuv matzah on the first night. So when this pasuk came along and plugged it back into the original hekesh. The melsa kamaisa hade, it plugged it back into the original hekesh. La achilat chatois, to eat it by chatois, kibizman de ikka pesach. Just like during the time when they had the Korban Pesach. When they had the Korban Pesach, could they eat matzah after chatois?
Why not?
Because when you have the Korban Pesach, definitely the matzah is connected with the Korban Pesach. Even if matzah is not independently, even if it's not an independent mitzvah, you've got to eat matzah because it's part of the Korban Pesach. Part of Korban Pesach is to eat Pesach with matzah. So if Pesach has to be eaten by chatzos, matzah also has to be eaten by chatzos because the part of the way of eating the Korban Pesach is to eat it with matzah. One second.
You can't really eat anything with the Korban Pesach anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really a blessing. Can you eat after?
That's a ginger. Bon on why you can't eat afterwards. But I mean, I'll tell you what. So you have to eat matzah by chatzos. So, since it's part of the eating of the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach you have to eat like a fish, the matzah all fasted. But we've got a new pasuk saying they have to eat matzah. It tells me it's an independent mitzvah. When's an afkamina? Independent mitzvah. And we have to eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach. When's an afkamina? Nowadays, when we don't have the Korban Pesach, we still have an independent mitzvah of matzah. Does that have time restriction? Can I eat that whenever I want in the whole night? Or do I also have to eat that by chatzos?
After.
Says Rava, that's Rava's chiddush. So although it's an independent mitzvah, it's not kashul to come Pesach. But before we had this acrobatics, as maybe Shoah calls it, before we extracted it and then we put it back in, before we extracted it, Pesach and matzah were one. and you definitely have to eat it by chatzos. Then we took it out, and we made that Pesach and Matzah not connected. But now we have the Pesach and Matzah putting it back in, at least for the first night. Ah, so if we put it back in, then it goes back to the original idea that you have to have Pesach together with, that you have to eat at the same time as the Pesach.
I remember just like the Pesach, but we're all, this is about Zman HaZeh.
Right,
so.
Right. Even though we have no Pesach, right. Still has the same din of Pesach.
When we disconnected, we didn't just connect the fact that you had to have a carbon Pesach with Matzah. You just connected that there was an independent mitzvah of Matzah. Right. So other than with a carbon Pesach, you don't have to have Matzah. Now we're introducing that there's an independent mitzvah. We're saying when we put it back in, we're reconnecting it. We're not reconnecting it. There was never a connection there. There were two separate things. One was Matzah with a carbon Pesach. When you had your carbon Pesach, we wanted it to be like a halacha. Eat it back. There's no separate mitzvah of Matzah. But if you're going to have a carbon Pesach, have a Matzah. Yep. Now you're telling me that
there's an independent mitzvah of Matzah. Is a hekesh in the compass of office of Bosman Israel al Matsurin. There is a hekesh. There is a hekesh between Matsurin and Pesach. The office of Bosman al Israel, that's come better. So there is a hekesh. Just as soon as we have another prophet saying Mashiach Yeshuas, we're saying Al-Kafir, they're not connected.
Well,
there's no mitzvah to Imatzah.
So if we didn't have this another prophet to tell us that you have to have Mashiach,
right?
Would you not still have to have Mashiach with the Karm Betzah?
Yeah, but you wouldn't. Because of Karm Betzah, you would not know that nowadays you need to.
You wouldn't know that nowadays
you need to. And if you're not being Mechadish, you do have to know. I wouldn't know it's anything to do with the common Pesach.
So
we're saying that since there was a Hekesh to begin with, originally there was a Hekesh, it says the office of Bosah, how much is it? There was a Hekesh to begin with. Then the Bosah came along to say, no, there's no Chiyuv, so there's no connection. And now there's a Bosah putting it back in, saying there is a Chiyuv. So mainly we're putting back into the original Hekesh. The Bosah does have it. If you read the Bosah, you have a Hekesh.
It's different Matzah.
Said that the Hekesh is there. Hekesh is there. One thing in the Hekesh one's also.
You go back to the point where you eat Matzah for 7 days. Is that you get food so that you have to eat?
No. You don't. That's the Pesach telling us there's no Chiyuv to eat Matzah at all for 7 days. And now we have a Pesach telling me on the first night at least there is. That Pesach telling me on the first night has to be connected with the...
Doesn't take those 7 days.
No. Doesn't make it the whole... Otherwise we've got the whole Hekesh. This Pesach was coming to tell us otherwise.
Isn't there somebody that also offers and says, Mr.
We can't go over the whole shoe.
We did it.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah. Okay, so that is... That's the Gemara here. So the Gemara at the end of the day, it comes out, Rava told us Rava told us you can't eat Matzah after Chatzis. Chiddush, you might as well Matzah independent Mitzah, Kamashalon, no. Then we have this long thesis to learn. Before learning the thesis, I want to share with you a few Gemaras, which will just run around and shuffle a little bit together. I will help you understand the thesis. Just give out these Gemaras. Yeah, this is it. So it should be pretty familiar, some of them anyway. The first one on the left, this is the first Mishnah in Brachos, the very first Mishnah of Shas. So it says, when do you start saying Kriyat Shema? That's not the discussion. We want to know till what time. So on the third line there, says Chacham Noemi Matzotzis, you say Kriyat Shema until midnight. You can say Kriyat Shema until the morning. We're talking about Kriyat Shema of the night. You can say it until Amud HaShachar. Maisha, there was a story of Vol Bonov mi Beit HaMishta. His children came back from the Beit HaMishta. Amalei, they said to him, Kriyat Shema. We didn't say Kriyat Shema. Amalei, Imloi Ola Amud HaShachar. If it's not yet, Amud HaShachar, not yet, Amud HaShachar, Chayavinat in the Kriyat, you do have to. It's not just with regard to Kriyat Shema that the mitzvah is the whole night. And a call Ma'asham Chachamim at Chatzos. Wherever Chachamim said that you have to do it by Chatzos, mitzvoson ad sheyala Amud HaShachar. Really, the mitzvah is until Amud HaShachar. For instance, take the Chalavim Veivorim to offer up the Chalavim Veivorim of the Korbanis. Mitzvoson ad sheyala Amud HaShachar. V'chol ha-necholim li-yoyim echad. All korbanos you eat for one day. Mitzvoson ad shi'yale amud ha-shachar. Like the korban toidah. Toidah, you have the day and the night. Mitzvoson ad shi'yale amud ha-shachar. Im kein, lo ma'om ha-chachomim ad chatzoi. So why do the chachomim say that you only have to eat it till chatzoi? So you only have to say Krishma till chatzoi. Say la-harchek odom min ha-aveira, in order to stop people from doing aveiras. So this is the first Mishnah every school, so I've learned it, and we as adults are meant to know it as well. So let's ask us a very basic question. How do we sign the Mishnah? Chachamim said to Chatzos. Is it real come to argue with them? Come to agree with them?
No one's arguing. What's the question?
Is it real come to argue or agree with them? Chachamim said you can only say Krishma until Chatzos. He's agreeing with them. So how could he tell them to, how could he tell them to say Krishma? So you're saying that if you ever, after Chatzos, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to say Krishma.
From coming to by Torah he's allowed to, but
the
coming made a
no.
To
distance him. Okay. So now King Chatzos then say Krishma. So are you allowed to do it now?
Yes,
he is
allowed to.
Chomin said to Chatzos. No, the Chatzchil is to Chatzos. And then, Rabban, are you masking today? No, you're not masking. So what's the meal talking about?
Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim disagree.
They disagree.
Yeah.
So what's it?
He speaks out of the Marakash. But since they were the Rabbonim, and he was one, and there were many, he said we have to listen to the Chachamim.
He didn't. He told them they could take Krishma.
Because
of his opinion. He just told me that they have to listen to the Chachamim.
But they didn't. I mean, the Son was God. You see, if they were asking that, they couldn't just go out and say it straight away. But once it's already called for it.
But the Chachamim said you can't do it after Patricia, you missed the boat.
He said that they really meant, Shilchat in the morning, but really they had to say it. You know, they said that, but he was really agreeing, but not about what the Chachamim said, but what they meant. They meant morning. Is that right?
So what, they didn't say what they meant? They said to Chatzos. What do you mean? We have two options here. One option is what you're saying, one option is what you're saying. What do you mean by Chatzos? Does it mean say, the Chatzchila they want you to do a Chatzos, but B'dieved, if you missed it, you can do it afterwards? Or does it mean, that no, they meant the Chatzos, and you can't do it afterwards? So then it really has to be Chalik on them. And the Gemara of Tess says there's no way, he doesn't argue with them. We haven't got this card, I didn't put it on. He does not disagree with them.
He went beyond them.
They came home after his Beit HaMishteh. And he said, we didn't say Krishma. So what did you tell him to do? Say Krishma. I had a Chomet Tzatzai.
But he said,
the Chomet
really didn't have
But they made a special thing that you didn't have to get yourself into trouble.
But
the night starts at midnight. So what are you answering? What are you saying?
But
you really
helped
so you're saying that when they said the Chatzos in the Chatzchila, but the Yevad afterwards, it's okay to say Krishna. Yeah? That's how you learn. Every one of you are learning this way. Even my parents? Oh, yeah. What happened exactly to Rashbam that we learned here just the other day? Let's have a look at the first wide line of the Rashbam. The first wide line of the Rashbam, back to Rashbam is here. Yeah, on this page where you are. That's Rashi at the top, Rashbam at the bottom. It's the first wide line. So you have to go all the way down to find the wide lines.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to take you back a bit, like five lines in the small line. I have to take you to the first wide line to take you five lines behind that. Rashbam there was bothered. So why are we saying that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to eat after Chatzos. You're not allowed to eat the confessor after Chatzos. Says the Rashbam. The Afagav, you see where I am, Afagav is like, Av gab de lidei nami even a conserve kiva achilles sokim is at khatois you can only the competitor sel khatois kidin the whole hanecholim beyim belailo just like we know anything like the mishmi just said anything which the hanecholim beyim belailo you have to eat it until khatois Rabbanon udav yachok yisiyo Rabbanon made a hachoko Lahachik esa odo min aveo to distance the person from aveo kdistan pekama de brochois shemo yoichal mimeno liacha shor amad shacha because we're worried maybe somebody will come to eat after amad shacha v'yitzchayiv koris umutav and I listen to these words umutav shivol kodshim lebeis hapsul it's good, it's better that the kodshim should become possible, meaning I'm going to become nicer lemayim zman achilosoi to minimize the time you can eat this shaloi lechol achasoi it's forbidden to eat after chasoi mishiyoi chalad dabayke the already day colleagues. Says the Ashram. The Gemara that says Aschatzos, the Mishnah that says you can have Aschatzos, when it talks about the Korban Pesach, it means you cannot eat afterwards. Even if you missed it. Gzeis Chachomim. What was Gzeis Chachomim? What was Gzeis Chachomim? The Kol HaMecholim V'yayim HaMecholim Mitzot HaZeharam Inke Loma Omu Chachomim Aschatzos Kedei Lahakik Odo Min Aveya. This Gzeir Kedei Lahakik Odo Min Aveya which was the same Chachomim HaMecholim Aschatzos of Krishna. This was Kedei Lahakik Odo Min Aveya. They said even B'diyemes even if you missed the Chatzos, it's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach. Even if you missed it, you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Very good. That's the same Mishnah. The same Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Inke Loma Omu Chachom Ad Chatzos. I ask you, what do the words Ad Chatzos mean? Kedei Lahachik Odom and Aveya. What do those words mean? Let's look at Rashi there. Rashi, the base on the Aleph in Shem Brochus. The first page in Brochus. Imke Loma Omu. You see Rashi's over here. Imke Loma Omu Chachom Ad Chatzos. Regarding which things? The Kriyashma of Achilles Kolchim. That's what Chazal said Ad Chatzos. With Korban Pesach, Achilles Kolchim, and with Kriyashma. They said Ad Chatzos. But what do those words mean, Ad Chatzos? It means b'diavad. You should do it by chatzos for the end. You can afterwards. Or no? Do they mean to say that we mean at chatzos and we mean it at chatzos? No more than that. So Arashbam here in Brahim Sokim, Kuf Yud Kuf Chaf on the base, Arashbam in Sokim holds quite clearly that when Chazal said till chatzos, they meant what they said till chatzos. Krishma till chatzos. If you missed it, you've missed it. Achilles Korban Pesach till chatzos. If you've missed it, you've missed it. Ah, if we don't eat the Korban Pesach, it's going to become noiser.
That's fine.
Too bad. We're better that way. It's better that the competition become nicer rather than letting you have some meat where you might come to be over the Koris. Even B'dievet, even after Chatzos, we say you can't do it. That's our Shittas Rashbam. Shittas Rashbam in our Sugya is that when Chazal say to Chatzos, they mean it. Names from Hapesa, but the same words. Where did Chazal talk about Tokhatsos? Show me where he's in Shas. Where did Chazal say in Shas that you're only allowed to do X, Y, and Z until Tokhatsos? There's one Mishnah. There's a Mishnah here in Brachas based on Medalis, which was referring to Kodshim and Kriyashim. Right?
We have the statement that says any time Chazal say Ad Chatzos, it means
Kodshim. Kodshim. So any Kodshim, we have to eat it by the morning. Chazal said you have to eat it by Chatzos. And what happens if you missed it? Chazal said too bad. It's going to become nicer, better that way. Those words, it's just one word which the Chachamim said, we can't play around and say, you know what, regarding Kriya Shema, they said B'dievet, it's okay. Regarding Korbanos, they said not. Because it just says one word. Mitzvot Ad Chatzos. Regarding what? Rashi, Kriya Shema and Achilles Kotchen. So the same din, it's one din they said. Al-Khatzois, which the Rashbam in Al-Suk is Mechadish to us, that they meant what he said. Al-Khatzois means you can't go past it. You can't go past it. So what happened in the story here now? They came back and they said, oh, we missed it. So then we know, don't worry. The Chazal says in Al-Khatzois, it doesn't mean that there's no time afterwards. The time is even afterwards. So you should say, it's not true. Although the time's afterwards, although the times afterwards, the Chazal said, you're not allowed to. They don't have to go to the Navir. So what's going on? Rebella, the faith of the Navir. No. But the Gemara says no, because you wouldn't pass him. The Gemara says, you can't pass him. Gemara says, you can't pass him. So what's there? The Gemara is a Yochid. The Chama of Rabbi, you can't pass him. Yochid. So what's going on in the story there?
Is
there an idea?
Is there
an idea? Faith of the Navir. No. You don't have to go to
the Navir. Where's the name?
No.
So if you're trying to create a gizzard, the period between Pasus and Pesachah is a protection rather than absolute.
Nachon? Nachon is a protection, but that protection was, don't say Krishna. Forbidden to say Krishna. If somebody say Krishna after Chatzos, he would not be Yotza. Why? Because Chazal said still Chatzos.
But there's no court.
Wouldn't make a difference. Chazal may think of Zohar, because they ask Yodim and Aveo.
Well, Mr. continues, and he says, one second, I want to answer my question. So, the
Rashi and Daftez answers this. Rashi and Brachas Daftez says, Oynes. It's an Oynes. These people came back from the Mishnah and they were Oynes. Oynes, Chazal weren't Machmina. That's the answer. Bemet, you're not allowed to say Krishna after Chatzos. Where's the Makori for that? Arashbam. Arashbam says, when Chazal say to Chatzos, he say, well, I'm just saying, get it in by Chatzos, because otherwise you're running yourself into problems. They said, no, we're going to tell you, you're only allowed to do it by Chatzos. You're only allowed to do it by Chatzos. And if you missed it, you missed it. Your carbon's going to come to the day still. And Malasot. And if so, the same would be like Krishna. Oynes seems to be different. That's how Rashi understands the upset. And Oynes, since your Oynes is different. But be careful. So Chatzos afterwards, not just. If the Ziman would only be to Chatzos, and not afterwards, it would be all your Oynes you like. You missed it, you missed it. So Rashi Oynes said, no, even the Chama Maskim, the Ziman is a whole night. They just made it together. They said, you can't have it after Chatzos. Stay there. So you have it after Chatzos. If you're an Oynes, it's okay. Right?
What happened? You'd be honest.
What happened there? They were in a big mishnah. I don't know what happened. They were so busy dancing that they completely eating the mishnah and they missed it and they ate after Chatzos. What's going on? They had some chakra. That's what the Gemara says. Even the Chachamim say it. Yeah.
At the end of it, when Rabbi Gamliel is continuing, and he says, "Inkei Mama has come and asked us to do the Hakka Gadim in the Beira." It's not like he's Mabaris of Chachamim. That's what he's arguing with.
That's what we're saying. So he's explaining that Chachamim is saying his man really is the whole morning, the whole night. Just they made it together and said, "You can't have it until Chatzos. You can only do it by Chatzos. And after that, you're not allowed to do it." Just if it was an Oynes, it would be allowed to do it. Because if the Chachamim would say, "Only allowed to do it to Chatzos because that's the time of going to sleep, and after you missed it, it wouldn't help you." But since they're masking this man of Krishna the whole night, so Mela, you're allowed to say Krishna in the mikvah of Oynes. You're allowed to go right.
Now, would they say with Oynes in these other cases?
Well, the Kalm Pesach would be good. Come to this. The Kalm Pesach, some of these Oynes would be able to.
Or would we differentiate because no. There's no Karis?
No, no. There's one word that Kalm said. There's no... You see, there's a little football by the word Kadeh. A little circle by the word Kadeh. That is of Kivega. Kivega, the first of Kivega on Shas. And the sign to our Tesis. We're going to see that Tesis... seems to have a different mahalat to us from. The first is giving against us. We're learning mamas, going back to the basics. So, right.
And then look at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Similar. No Krishna. No Krishna.
He should be
part of Krishna. No Krishna. No Krishna. Right. So, let's do a little bit more Gemara. Brachas stuff. Tes Amud Aleph. Ekta Chalovim Veivarim Mitzvoton Atziyal Amud Ashacha. Kiva Gamaliel was given a whole list of things that the mitzvah is all night. Ve'ilu, this is over here. See over here, this little piece. Ve'ilu, achilus tzachim like tzani. Why did Gamaliel not say you can eat the kompesach all night? He's giving a list of all things which the mitzvahs call a laylo. Hekta chalom ve'vorim, mitzvahs and call a laylo. So why did he not say also achilus pesach the mitzvahs all night?
Well,
we think you're a shabbos, because here may be a kompesach, but this is not home. And for those others on the Gemara, Braminu, as I see a Krishma Arvis, the Krishma in the night time, Halel b'leil p'sachim, Halel on Seder night, v'achilis Pesach, and eating kol Pesach, mitzvos on kol alayla, the mitzvah is all night. So why is the Gemara not saying that the mitzvah of kol Pesach is all night? What's the answer? How famous Gemara Leikasha, Harev Elazar ben Azariah, Harev Akiva. There's a machlokes tanoim, we've had it now, I'm talking. Harev Elazar ben Azariah says the mitzvah is only half the night. And the Chachamim say the mitzvah is the whole night. So Harev Akiva holds the mitzvah all night. So Mela, that's shot. Our Mishnah in Brachos that said, did not bring the list in the list of the whole night, Kodem Pesach, the mitzvah is going like Harev Elazar ben Azariah. So Bemet, you can't do the whole night. The other, right to which the Gemara brings, that is going like a Kiva where the mitzvah is the whole night. So we have a Stam Mishnah holding like Stam Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah without
attribution,
holding like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Ask him. Brachas seems to say that.
Why can't we say that if we have the first mission here being for the Kiva?
Which Mishnah?
And we say that the Mishnah was in reference to Pesach.
Which Mishnah? Where?
Brachas. So we didn't mention Pesach, right?
Didn't mention Pesach because Pesach Be'emet is not, the Mishnah is not the whole night. It didn't mention Pesach because Pesach Be'emet, the Mishnah is not the whole night. Right, so this mission is not going like Rebbe Kiva. It's going like Rebbe Lozov Ben Azariah. Which is both? Sochim. Yeah, Sochim going like Rebbe Lozov Ben Azariah. And Rochus. So we have two star missions going like Rebbe Lozov Ben Azariah. Right? And another one in Zvochim Nun Vavam at Beis. See if anyone recognizes this Mishnah. Avachoy, Vamaise, Vapesach, Kedoshim, Kachim Kalim. You can check them anywhere in the Azorah, the Domon, Ton, Matona, Achaz, and the blood is one sprinkle on the Mizbech. Avadji, thinking again, he says, okay, this is not our halacha. This is not what we want to learn. Abuchai, a bit later on, Abuchai, Nechon, the Koyanim, the Maishachal Adam, also not the halacha. Venechonim, Mechalahir, Mechal Maichal. This Choya Maisa, you can eat it for 2 days and one night. HaPesach Einoi Nechol Elo Balaylo is only eaten at night. Einoi Nechol Elo At Chatzos, and is only eaten to Chatzos. Einoi Nechol Elo Lim Nuyo, and only members can take part. Einoi Nechol Elo Tzvi, and it has to be roasted as well. So the Mishnah here says Kelm Pesach has to be eaten by when? By Chatzos. Whose opinion is that? Why is there a Kiva?
Also agreeing that it's not on the
Chatzos. Oh, very good, very good. Shaila, is this Mishnah going like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, or is it going like Rebbe Kiva as well? Right? So the Gemara in Zvachim says it's going like Iblazim ben Azariah. And Tosfos is going to explain to us why. Where's the Mukach it's going like Iblazim ben Azariah? Because the Chayr, like you're saying, maybe it's going like a Kiva, and you have to eat it by Chatzos in order to avoid Bayot. Right?
You're not avoiding it. You just have to burn it by
Maybe you have to stop eating
not
it by Chatzos.
You're dying.
Right. You have to stop eating it by Chatzos.
No.
Right?
For nothing.
Right, so maybe that's what I mean. The Innechel Arach says because it's going to be Kiva. Today we're going to discuss that. The Gemara says clearly this is another Stam Mishnah going to be Blazim and Azari. So far we've had three Stam Mishnahs going to be Blazim and Azari. Brachas, Sochim, and Zvachim.
Was it Brachas and Tessa? Says Ramino, Kishma Bar Hashahil, Halal, Boilus, Sachim, Rechilis, Tessa, Nisbasan, Aj, Yalam, and Shachar. That's Stam Mishnah.
I don't know if it's a Mishnah, I think it's not sure it's a Mishnah, right?
It's not like the Sayyid of Kareeva.
It's going like it because it's not a Mishnah though. It's a price or something.
No.
I don't know where it is. Okay, one more Mishnah. At the bottom of the page is Megillah that's half on the base. Kol Hayoim Kosher Lekris Megillah. But the Halal of Kish Sefer, the whole day you can read the Megillah, Halal of Kish Sefer, and see the Slodov, finish the Mustafim, Halal, 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 till you get to four lines up from the bottom. Kol Alaylo! Kol Alaylo Koshe! For what? Mixes to Oymer, Leng to Chalab and Vivorim. The whole night you can burn the Chalab and Vivorim, offer them up. Zerkla. The Mishnah comes now to me, and whenever we have Zerkla, it's always coming to include something. Zerkla. Something which submits the whole day. Something which submits all night is kosher the whole night. So what's the zakah coming to include? Says the Gemara there on the Afchaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Says the Gemara, Lasuyimai, Lasuyachilis Sochim. It's coming to include eating the carbon Pesach. The Kanya again brings the Machlek as a Velozim and Zayah, and Kiva about whether the Mishnah is all night or not. So now here we have one dumb Mishnah going like Rabbi. So we have three Stam Mishnahs I belong to Messiah, one Stam Mishnah going like Rabbanon. With this background, you'll be able to work out what Tosfos, or at least have a better understanding of what Tosfos is coming
to.
This Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, yeah.
Not the Rabbanon.
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva, I meant. Okay. We have Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva. Okay.
But you also
have
that you don't need that.
So he can't eat until Chatzos.
Yeah.
After Chatzos.
Right.
Right. So this is the mitzvah deraisa of the Chalapos. The mitzvah deraisa is called alayla. Whether or not you can eat after Chatzos, that's mitzvah rabban. It's in rabban. Right. Okay.
This is it.
Yes, I've left you this. So background.